Proclamation number 5323, dated the February 24th, 1952. Justice. Recompense in the beyond. There is justice, there is recompense, if not on earth then in a spiritual kingdom, where the soul will reap what it has sown. You humans should consider that no one can take anything that does not belong to him, that he will have to give account down to the last cent, and that he has to pay for what he acquired unlawfully. Bear in mind that I cannot remit anything because I am a just God, and that you therefore burden yourselves with considerable guilt if you believe that you can commit sins with impunity. Sooner or later the day of retribution will come for everyone who lives on earth without scruples because he does not believe in me as a just God and hence accumulates one sin after another. Earthly life soon comes to an end for everyone. Only spiritual treasures will remain, and woe to him who has none to show. He will arrive on the other side naked and poor and wander around in utmost misery and darkness, which is the recompense for an earthly life if it was not lived in accordance with my will and the commandment of love for me and other people, if the person only thought of himself and lived to please my adversary, if he indulged in worldly pleasures giving free rein to his passions and instincts. Anyone who only thought of himself on earth will be on his own on the other side and no one will offer him love, just as he ignored those who needed his help on earth. He will have to pay every cent, for no one can pay his debt for him except Jesus Christ in whom, however, the soul completely devoid of love does not believe. You humans, consider your earthly life from this point of view and understand that you should not live thoughtlessly, for sooner or later your physical life will be over and the soul will have to remove the guilt it was burdened with, and that every tribute you paid to the world has been taken away from the soul, and its poverty in the spiritual kingdom will be the result thereof. You should know that there is recompense for every hour you applaud my adversary, for every hour you pay homage to the pleasures of the world and completely forget about me, for earthly life was given to you for the perfection of your soul. But what are you doing? You only take care of your body, you satisfy its every desire, you intoxicate yourselves with worldly pleasures, you only too willingly fall into the traps laid by the enemy of your souls. You take from your soul and give to your body, and you will have to pay for it a thousandfold. For you will suffer grave hardship when you enter the spiritual kingdom where only the soul's everlasting possessions will be of value. It will suffer acute poverty, and no one will help the soul if it does not approach Jesus Christ who, however, is unknown to the soul in its darkness. Only he can help the soul, yet eternities can pass before the soul becomes aware of this and turns to him. It can carry its burden for an infinitely long time because my justice cannot unburden it as long as it does not request me to do so itself. Amen.